Well, this festival, August the 15th, is the highlight, is the big event of the year.
Mm-hmm. That's older than the church, older than the parish. When the first came here,
actually, it's
right 116.
Yeah, well, it's older than the parish because it was started by the lay people.
The people,
traditionally, yeah. the lay people ran the festivals. But after a while, we had a hard-nosed Italian, Monsignor, who said, well, you may do it that way. You may take over in Italy, but you're not going to do it here. So from then on, it's run by the
Yeah, it was like, well, just, well, it wasn't as elaborate as it turned out to be. It was a religious procession with a few days, and people came, and that was it.
Yeah, so it's a big event.
It's a
4-day event, and it's probably the best, the most popular festival in the state of Ohio.
Well, what's unique about it is that the profits, whatever they are, go to tuitions to help people with their Catholic education in parochial schools. So each kid gets, $1,000?
Well, it helps the church with the tuition that they pay.
Yeah.
We pay part of the tuition for children who live in the parish.
Go to other schools.
Go to a Catholic school, and we pay part of their tuition, which is rare. And secondly, a lot of these merchants, I think, a third of their income for the whole year.
That's another story.
Made during those 4 days.
That's such a headache for everybody here. They're out to make every penny they can during those 4 days, and they probably make enough to sustain them for the whole year.
Oh yeah.
For the lunch.
Yeah, they.
I mean, they turn it into money making.
Okay. Yeah, it becomes.
You know, it happens with every event. Somebody's always want to make a buck.
True.
And they come out in droves.